It would be remiss of us not to tell you about the unique dialect that exists in these parts going back to the time of the Anglo-Normans' arrival. That dialect was Yola. Brian Matthews tells us more and Nikki Furlong guides us through some colourful examples of the dialect.
Yola was a language used in this area, Forkenbargy. There was a similar language used in Fingal in Dublin. Unfortunately, there are no traces of it left, apart from some words that are in common usage in this area still, and some expressions. For example, when they're talking about the morning, they'll always talk about the forenoon, and then the afternoon, obviously, which most people would use. My first introduction to Yola was from a woman called Liz Jeffers, who gave me a collection of Yola words that she had collected. Now, I gave a copy of this to Dermot Murray, who used it in many of his distinguish the word columns. But she told me that the language was Flemish, which it isn't. It's ancient English, or was ancient English. And because this area was so cut off from the rest of the country, it survived until they think around the middle of the 1830s, it began to fade away. So it was spoken, just to give you an example of a sentence of it, a moan vin a berloch, and a win vin a bake. That the English translation would be a woman from Berloch and another from the beak. So different pronunciations of the word, but using the same alphabet. So it would be totally undistinguishable now, but at the time it was a language used by the people in this area.
12 o'clock, it used to be 12 o'clock, dinner time. Now after that you took the entete, E-N-T, double E-T-E, and that is that you go asleep. You drop everything, and some farmers even went to bed. Another thing, lizard that people, and these are things that you would see, and it was called a nevet. It's a kind of a little tiny lizard, a newt, I think would be the better word. But then there was also, you must remember, a tremendous lot of words to depict horses when horse dominated years ago in the economy. A horse tackle, for example. For example, a droman was a word which went across the horse's back to hold the chains that pulled the plough. And that was a droman. And fishing tackle, of course. And then this savage bukalan, it's called here, is the ragwort, a very poisonous weed. A truculent woman is a stook, S-T-O-U-K. May the Lord between us and all harm. They're a vanishing and have vanished species, I'm happy to report. another one is the verb to corky down. Corky down, it's a double word because you have to have the word down afterwards, but not if you're in Yola land and they understand what corky means. Corky means sitting on one's thighs, sitting down without actually sitting down full strength. You know, and a lot of this is Saxon English.